Blog Talk Radio.
Wishes come true. I just look at you as I touch your hand, and this ordinary world becomes a wonderland. There are many girls I have met before, but I passed them by because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy like me meets a girl like you. There are many I have met before, but I passed them by because I knew there would be this magic moment, one to last a lifetime, when a boy
stuff. I think so. Hey, and here is Anne. And Victoria is listening.
Hello.
And she's going to hang with us and just listen. Hi, sweetie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Well, you know, I was supposed to have the inspection yesterday morning, and it kind of got sidetracked.
Oh, no.
The inspector called me to apologize. He says, I don't know where my brain was. Write it down in my date book. So I didn't make it. I don't know what to do. And I says, call Tammy. Reschedule. I want it right away. And so Tammy called him and rescheduled it for next Wednesday. So then I had to say, no. That's too late. Why would you wait a whole entire week until the end of the amount of time I have to get things done? Not acceptable. It has to be today, tomorrow, Saturday at the latest. It's got to be now. Mm. And so then I called the inspector and I says, you know what? Get in touch with Tammy. Because I need it to be right away. And he goes, well, I can do it this afternoon or tomorrow morning. No problem. I says, good. I love that answer. Good man. Awesome, awesome. If you can do that, call her and talk her into it. All she has to do is get the door open. She goes, well, yeah, that's all I need. I need to get in. No problem. You call Tammy or make the arrangements and get her there. And please don't forget it again, because there's a time frame here.
Yeah.
But that would be awesome. He promised me he would do that. So I've got to, after the show today, contact and say, hey, did he get hold of you? Are you guys getting together? Give me a clue here. I don't know what this is, but I seem to end up being the mother no matter what I'm doing. It's like, okay, I do everybody else's job for him when I need something done. It's like, okay, insurance. All right, car insurance, house insurance, whatever it is. Okay, this is what I need. This is what you need to do to get this done, and I need it by here. Because if you leave it up to them, it ain't never getting done.
No, that's right. Yes, I totally agree there.
So I just, I've just accepted it, mostly.
Oh, bless.
There's still that little bit that says, why do I have to do their job for them? Why can't they just get in there and do their job? But the answer, because if I want to get it done, I have to tell them what to do and when to do it so it will get done.
Yes.
So I guess that's my lot in life.
Yes, exactly.
And you know, it's really, really sweet when once in a while there is a person that kind of takes the reins. Gently,
yes.
Of course, because I'm so used to being in charge that it has to be gentle.
Yeah.
And then kind of leads me into what to do instead of me always saying what to do. I love that. That is a very, very nice thing for me. And it doesn't happen very often. So, hey, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'm here. And we've got Great Seldom Heard Elvis and Rock and Roll. So
right.
We had a lot of listeners. Last week it showed up in the numbers, and I'm just hoping that that's going to be a trend. I don't know, but that's something I can't control. That's something I can't call people and tell them what to do. I can't do that. So I just have to kind of cross my fingers, say a little prayer for me. Yeah, anyway, and
I remember that one.
Okay, girl, here's where I'm coming from. I have had an hour and a half sleep.
Wow. Not
since, good. Yeah, well, no, not really.
No.
I didn't even fall asleep a few minutes at work all night. I was too busy thinking of things that I needed to do, that I needed to accomplish and get done. And when my mind is working like that, sleep doesn't happen.
No, that's
so
right.
That was a good thing, though. I'm not supposed to fall asleep at work, so that was a good thing. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Normally it's an effort. Last night it was not an effort. That's a good thing. Okay, but I only slept for an hour and a half once I got home.
Mm.
And that was interrupted because I slept for 45 minutes and I woke up thinking, "What time is it? I got to get stuff rolling. I got to get things done. And so then I thought, "Not yet, Jenny. Not yet." So I went back to sleep for another 45 minutes. And then I woke up, and it was like I could feel that I wasn't going back to sleep. So I went ahead and got up and got the rest of the stuff put in the show, and I got it posted and all that good stuff. And then John and me and Shauna got into it, too. She got into it with helping me with some scriptures. But John sent me some scriptures. I asked him to, and he was very, very gracious in doing so for Sunday. It's Resurrection Sunday.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So it's going to be a special show, kids. We've got some fantastic music to make you cry, but it's a good cry.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read the resurrection story from the King James Bible, and then I've got John 3:16 and John 11 and 1 Corinthians. I've got a couple of verses in 1 Corinthians, and we're going to do that, and then we've got some special music I'm going to play, and it's going to be a great show. It's just going to be a great show. It's going to fill you with the spirit that like you haven't had it in quite some time. This is going to be wonderful. So, you know, we're going to make it so you don't miss that organized religion church that we used to go to.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't miss it.
You're not going to miss it. No, this is going to be something that is going to be absolutely fantastic. So I was so excited about that. I didn't even want to sleep. And besides, we were just shooting messages back and forth, and he was shooting songs at me, and we were, you know, so Sean and I were shooting stuff back and forth. Sean does a great Pentecostal preacher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her she needs to do that for us. She said, hey, you know what? After the show today, maybe she'll put it on, she'll do one on group. I said, do it. I want to hear that. I want to see that because she was just I was just laughing at her. It was so great. But you guys have got a real treat coming for Sunday. Now, of course, we've got today's show. Today's show is absolutely fantastic. It's, oh my goodness gosh. You guys are just not going to believe this is going to be so great. Well, you know, the song that I opened with was something you don't hear very often. And I love that song, A Boy Like Me, A Girl Like You. I like that song. Of course, there's a lot of songs I love. But I've got one in here that just is going to knock your socks off. It really is. It's really, really going to knock your socks off. But in the meantime,
yes,
I'm going to play Sue's request.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one that, hey, it was really, really popular back in the day. Bobby Vinton.
Oh, yes.
And this is the song that he is pretty much recognized. I mean, he did a lot of songs, but this is the one that you identify with Bobby Vinton. This is, thank you to Sue for sending this request, is Blue Velvet.
Oh, beautiful.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly. But she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet through my tears. She wore blue velvet, but in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the
y'all know why that was a hit.
Yes,
that's
it
just,
sure was, wasn't it?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, that's just sweet stuff, man. He did a good job at that kind of thing. Oh,
yeah. Those were some good songs to go back on. They were before my time a little bit, but, you know, they always generate into the next generation. So,
of course. They start them in a particular time frame, but they go for 10, 20 years. So everybody knows them. And that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and
you got good music.
Those are great listening songs.
Yes.
I remember, though, when I was probably maybe 10, so I had a lot at night time listening to my transistor radio.
Yep.
And some of those songs were playing even back then. And I had some little kittens at the time, and my cat had some kittens, and of course they weren't allowed in the house, but anyway, I'd lay out there, and those little kittens were jumping all over the place, and I was listening to music and looking at the stars. And
oh, yes.
Spent a lot of nights in the summertime doing that.
I always did that with my sisters. We'd go out there, and of course there were two college guys that lived across the street and would come over and terrorize us a little bit. Hey.
Yeah.
Teenage
I'd
girls
have a
and
lot
college
of,
kids.
Lot of people stop by, and my parents would sometimes say, y'all are just getting too loud out there. And anyway, some of them I didn't really care for, so I kind of had to sneak them in and sneak them out in the backyard.
Well, we were laying on the quilt in the front yard. You know, we didn't hide it. We just, hey, we're here. Anybody want to come talk? Here we are. Didn't happen very often, you know. And these guys were, I'm not sure they were college guys. They might have been just high school guys pretending, but they lived in their own apartment, so whatever. Anyway, they'd come out and they'd run over and, hey, guys, what you doing? And we'd say, we're listening to music. Ah, okay. All right, well, see you later. And they'd run away again. And it's like, okay, what was that?
Boy, my parents kept an eye on me. They're like looking out the door every 10 minutes to see where the window, to see what I was doing. And I'm telling you, I just, you know, they trusted me. I was not a troubled child or anything, but I guess they were just so afraid something was going to happen to me.
Yeah, they didn't trust anybody else.
They were overly protective.
Well, we weren't, you know, my parents weren't like that. Not even Mama was like that. She just, we'd be okay. That was it. She just trusted we were going to be okay. And my stepdad, which is part of the picture, and, you know, the picture is not exactly all wine and roses, but he would come up and he'd say, you know, okay, here's what you do if you got to get in a fight. And he'd kind of show us a couple things we'd have to do, and it's like, get in a fight? Why would we fight? And then he'd say, but you really don't have to worry about it, because if anybody takes you, he'll get you under a street light and let you go. Like, wait a minute, what? You know, I'm already self-conscious and shy, and you're just undermining me even more. And that's how he was. So that's how he was. That's how he tried to make us not be afraid. And it just... it had an effect, but not that one.
Oh,
but, you
gosh.
Know, I can't really speak ill of, because he's dead now. So, you know, I ain't even going to pussyfoot around that. He's just flat dead. He's dead.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh,
it was
gosh.
Not a happy story, let's put it that way. But, you know, hey, not everything in life is happy. So that's okay. I can deal with
it.
It's gone now. It's over. And now, happy things are happening. So it's all right.
Good. Good. Oh,
it's all right. It's okay. Yeah, exactly. All right.
Good. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Congratulations.
Well, as far as I know, I mean, I'm saying I have the house. John is saying I have the house. Nobody else is saying that yet, because it's still got to pass the inspector, because the inspector blew it for yesterday and Tammy blew it for. So until it actually happens, I just can't allow myself to say I've got the house until it passes that inspection.
Well, that's true too, but hopefully everything
will go
well.
I've done that before. I've done that before. I've been slam dunked, and I just don't want to.
Has the inspection been done yet? Are you waiting for a reply?
No, I'm waiting. It was supposed to have been done yesterday morning.
Oh.
And he called me about 11 o'clock.
They get behind schedule.
No, 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 no. No. Just no excuses. He did not make excuses for himself. He called to apologize and say he doesn't know where his head was. He forgot to write in his date book, so he missed the appointment.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
And so, but he was all apologetic and quite willing to make it right. And so he told me, you know, I sent him a text and a realtor a text saying this is not acceptable. And so she called him and arranged it for next Wednesday. And I said, no, that is not going to fly. No way. And so I called her. Well, I texted her and says, it's got to be today, tomorrow, or Saturday at the latest. I can't let you be taking this all the way up to the end of the time I've got to have my inspections done. I've still got an appraisal to do. You can't, no, next Wednesday's not, now is good. Now is really good. And so she said she would call him. So I texted him and told him the same thing. And he called me. He was nice enough to call me. And he said, you know, I can do that this afternoon or first thing tomorrow morning. I've got no problem with that. I've got to make up for what I forgot to do. So I can do that today or tomorrow morning. I said, great. That would be totally awesome. Call her.
Yeah.
Let her know and get the job done. That would be awesome if you could actually run it through that fast. I'd appreciate it.
Right.
So
right.
I'm going to send tonight or 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, my time, and text them again to say, well, did it get done? Are you going to do it? What did you guys arrange? Because if they arranged it for Monday or Tuesday, well, that's not acceptable either. I want it now.
Done.
And since I'm paying $400 for it, it's to kind of, hey, you know, get your butt out there and get it done so I can get the other stuff done I need to do.
Exactly.
So, no,
you know, you want to know. And two, it's going to depend on your realtor on her schedule too, you know. So they have to coincide. So hopefully they can get it done.
True.
A lot of times, I would just let the inspector go on, open the door for them, and let them do their job and lock
that's
up.
That's all
know,
she needs to do.
Need
that's
and
all that needs
so,
to be done is to let the renters know that he's coming by, and I don't think he even cares if they're there. He just needs a door unlocked so he can get in. So he
can
inspect the house. So, you know, she doesn't have to be there. But
no, the only thing is you know, you try to trust inspectors as well, but you don't like to leave a house that's occupied with someone in it and you're gone.
Exactly.
You know,
but I don't think the realtor even has a key. I think the seller is the only one besides the renters that have a key. So they're going to have to all work all that out and get her done.
Yeah.
If she wants to sell the house,
normally
she'll be
the
there.
buyer's agent usually is there. That's what
I don't
I've
have a buyer's
seen.
Agent. I don't have a buyer's agent. That didn't do me any good in Michigan.
Yes, you do.
So
your realtor is a buyer's agent. You're the buyer.
Well, she's the seller's agent, and she is acting on my behalf as well. She is taking both roles, but it's the same person.
Oh, it's her listening too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, at any rate, I don't really care. I know what I'm doing. I just want to be done. Cooperate.
Yeah, just do it my way. Heck yeah.
Well, I trusted them to get it done, to do it, so I didn't bug them and didn't get done. So now it's kind of like, okay, guys, you're on my bandwagon now. This is how it's going to go. And then we'll see.
Well, good luck with it, and I'm sure you need to get on with your show. I'm blabbed enough, so I'm sorry I interrupted.
Don't be sorry.
But I'm glad to hear
no, I'm a
to
big
move
girl.
On anyway.
So am I, and I need it to keep rolling. It needs to keep rolling. I've got a beautiful, beautiful song here, and it is a private recording with a good tape recorder, I was told, from 1959 in Bodenheim. And it's a song called Suppose. It's beautiful. Love song. I love it.
Suppose no rose should ever grow again. Suppose no brook would ever flow again. Suppose no star should ever glow again. Suppose you didn't love me. Suppose there were no bees or butterflies. Suppose no bird should ever cross the skies. Suppose the sun should never, never rise. Suppose you didn't love me. It's impossible to imagine a world without a star. But imagining all you is more impossible by far. Suppose the springtime never should arrive. Suppose the tall green trees should not survive. Suppose I had no wish to be alive. Suppose you didn't love me. It's impossible to imagine a world without a star, but imagining all you is more impossible by far. Suppose the springtime never should arrive. Suppose the tall green trees should not survive. Suppose I had no wish to be alive. Suppose you didn't love me. Suppose you didn't love me.
You know, that would be awful. You know, to have to suppose that someone you love didn't love you, that's mm-hmm. a sad situation. That's really hard. That's a sad situation. But this is just a suppose. What would happen if, you know? I don't think he has to worry about that.
No.
I know he doesn't have to worry about that. No. Doesn't have to worry about that. A song that John sent me 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It just kept getting shuffled to the back of the line, into the back of the line. I thought, you know, I'm playing that today. So here is Del Shannon. Oh, yeah. Yes. That one he just gave me, yesterday, day before, something like that. It was very recently. And anyway, the song I'm going to do now is John gave me like 3 weeks ago. This is Del Shannon doing Swiss Maid.
One time, a long time ago, on a mountain in Switzerland, yo la 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 la, there lived a fair young maiden, lovely but lonely, yo-ho-ho. Day after day, she'd pine her heart away, yo-la-la-la-la, lady, but no love came her way. One day, her papa say, someday we'll go down to the village in the valley. There you'll meet a nice young man, he'll ask for your hand.
then you'll be happy. Ba-ba, ba-ba. But no love came her way. Some say the maiden's dream never came true. She never got to go to the valley. If she did or not, I really don't know. Whoa-ho-ho. Did she die unhappy? I'd rather think she found her love. Wouldn't you rather think she did find love somewhere, some way?
To think she found her love. Of course,
yeah, that's
I'm romantic. I'm a romantic. What can I tell you?
You are. You are that. Nothing
I am
wrong with
that.
That, though.
Well, I can't do anything about it anyway, nor do I want to. So that's just how it is. And I got to tell you guys, I had a headache earlier. And so I told John, I'm going to go and make some hot tea because my head hurts again because I haven't had any sleep. And he told me, well, put something in.
Yeah, put some vodka
so,
in it. He's on it, well, vodka.
I'll put some rum in it. So, hey, you know,
well,
I'm sitting
good.
Here drinking rum tea. Yeah. I can do that. I like rum tea. So if things get really, really strange, I mean, you know, stranger than normal, you'll know why. But my head feels better.
Up here, huh?
Hi, honey, my head feels better. My head feels much
she's
better.
She's going to get in one of those good moods again. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. I'm ready.
Now I haven't yet danced on tables or a lampshade or anything like that. I didn't do that exactly. No, it was a dance floor. I did, you know, regular. I didn't get too weird, but yeah, strange things happen when I drink. But they're fun things. They're not weird. They're not lewd. They're not nasty. They're fun things. I, you know, people laugh at me, and that's a good thing.
Right.
I like being like that. It's okay. Not a problem. Actually, they laugh with me because I'm having fun, and they can't help laugh at me. So that's good. Okay. I'm going to play an Elvis song that I tried to sing. I'm sorry, John. I did try. It's just when I sing it in this key, the lows are too low. And the highs are perfect. But if I sit in the key where the lows fit, highs are too high. I can hit them, but they just don't sound like they fit well with the song. So, sorry, I just wasn't comfortable with finishing it, so I didn't. I went on to something else that sounded really, really good when I finished it.
Okay.
So, here you go. I don't know if any of y'all ever hear me do this song, but that's okay. That maybe someday. I don't know. I'm not going to rule it out completely. Anyway, this is Elvis doing True Love Travels on a Gravel Road. And it is so
true. True Love Travels on a Gravel Road. Charlie, get back over here. They're doing everything right. You stay over here. Free trouble again, bastard. Okay, what the hell did I say? True love travels on. Well, we lost two or three people, so. Dear Georgie. You're feeling lonely. Okay. How many girls choose cotton dress? He's right, son of a bitch. They belong to a drunk. Cotton and lace. As her man ever won this letting shame touch her face. He just had to know something, you know, find out how. How many hearts could live through all the winters? We know and still not be cold. If true love travels on a gravel road. How many times does it happen there? No, it comes up the second time, right? We're going to the bridge, but there's no build up there. We do that the same time. Just take it just before that. How many hearts could live through all the winters? We know and still not be cold. Yeah, true love travels on a gravel road.
There we go. Got a little bit of the figuring it out in there. That's cool. We like that. And you just start singing with it. Start.
I love his
on
rehearsals.
This one.
I know they just they used to have a great time during that. Doing that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Rehearsals have to be fun because being on stage is work.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't think so. You'd think they're having fun on stage, too. Well, up to a point, they are. But you can't screw around and mess it up on stage. You got to be on. And it's not as easy as rehearsal. Rehearsal's a lot more fun because you can just muck up all you want to in rehearsal until somebody gets mad at you. And then you better not. No more. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. that brought to mind. That brought something to mind.
What's that?
Concert. I'm not certain which one it was when Charlie was pretending that he was singing to him.
Oh, yeah. That was good. That was good.
That was priceless. It really was. I love that
one. Old tree trunk. The old tree trunk.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. That's fantastic. Hey, Carolyn, how are you doing, sweetheart?
I come back from the dead.
Good.
I feel like a human being now instead of something laying in a coffin.
Oh, I got
that. That's good. Considering you're still breathing. So that's good.
There at one point, Clyde thought he was going to have to take me to the ER because my oxygen tank wasn't working right and I couldn't get my air. And
oh,
we got it working. It's a portable concentrator that you plug into the wall.
Right.
And the hose wasn't completely hooked up to it. I wasn't getting all the air. And the cough medicine they put me on was like, okay, we're going to dope you up and you ain't going to know nothing. And I didn't. But I'm better. And the electrician that was supposed to come out and put the wiring to my C-shed.
Oh, good.
He canceled 3 times.
Huh.
Well, he called Monday to cancel for today, and Clyde told him, no, you're coming out today because I've got to get the insulation and the sheetrock hung before it gets too hot in this building. And he says, okay, you're going to be up at 6 in the morning? And Clyde said, sure can. Well, me and him
got
in here at 15 till 6. This gentleman didn't show up until 10 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
I went back to bed at 8 because I'm not going to sit in my chair all day and wait for somebody that ain't going to show up. And Clyde says, well, I'm going to sit a little longer. And finally the gentleman called and said that his partner was on his way. So
his
I have a hole. I have a hole across my yard from my she-shed to my house. They're under the house now putting the wiring in because they ran it under the house instead of sticking up another pole. And they're going to run cable at the same time so I can have internet in my C-shed.
Well, that would help.
If my dogs get to barking, it's because the electrician guys are over here putting the meter up outside this window.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and
you're
they
pounding.
Think somebody's... Girl! Hush! Excuse me about that. I'm sorry. They bark when they think somebody's here.
It sounds like he's knocking. So,
yeah,
you know,
he's
that's
right
okay.
here at my kitchen window where the other meter is. The boxes you turn everything off on outside.
Right.
You're adding onto that box. But,
putting breakers in. Putting breakers in,
He also surprised me by having cable installed over there. Because I was just going to try to use my Wi-Fi from the house. And he said,
it might not reach
work.
That far. Yeah, it might not reach that far. So.
We were sitting here talking about dinner for Sunday. I said, this will be the first Easter that I have not tribute to fix a great big old meal for the kids and him and mother. And he says, well, do you want to cook a big meal? And I said, not really. He says, okay, don't worry about it. And I said, okay. And I'm really not really up to cooking that much food or this thing. And we just kept on talking. And, well, I went and laid back down. And I come in. Round 2, I guess he was in here. And I asked him what we was going to do for dinner. We was going to try to go out. He says, "Dear, I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to work." I said, "Oh, no. Huh? You go to work April the 8th. He says, "No, sweetheart, that's your doctor's appointment. I go back to work Sunday."
Well, there you go.
We were going to have an Easter together. I thought we were going to have our first Easter together. But that's okay because he's worse than a tile. His door has slammed 100 times. Him going in and out, in and out. Or, "Dear, where's this? Tell me where to find it, and I'll go look for it. Then come back." I didn't find it there. Where else is it?
Well, see, it's time for him to go to work. It's time for him to go to work, so you kill him.
Yeah.
Now, Carolyn, how are you going to feel when he retires?
I'm going crazy, or I'll go live in my seashed.
There you go. There you go. There you go. Well, hey, guys, I hate to interrupt you, honey, but we've had more talking than we have music. We need to get some music rolling on here. Is that okay?
That's fine with me.
Okay, fantastic. I'm going to play one that John sent me last week, and this is Patti Page, "Try to Remember." I remember this song, too. I hope some of you guys do, too, or I'll feel awful.
Try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh, so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to remember the kind of September when you were tender and callow fellow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Try to remember when life was so tender that no one wept except the willow. Try to remember when life was so tender that dreams were kept beside your pillow. Try to remember when life was so tender that love was an ember about to billow. Try to remember, and if you remember, then follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, although you know the snow will follow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember, without a hurt, the heart is hollow. Deep in December, it's nice to remember the fire of September that made us mellow. Deep in December, our hearts should remember and follow.
There you go, one of those 1960s lady crooners, I guess that's what you would call them.
That was in the 50s, I think, Jenny.
Was that the 50s?
I thought it
was early 60s, like 61, 62.
Well,
well look it
I'm
up,
wrong,
girl.
But...
Get your Google
All
moving
right,
and
I will.
Look it up. Okay. Inquiring minds need to know. It's not
That's
just
right.
a want, it's a need.
Patti Page.
Patty Page. Try to remember. And while you're doing that, I'm going to play an Elvis song. Woohoo! Woo-hoo.
Okay.
That's not the one, but hey, you know, okay. I'm going to play It's Been So Long, Darling. You hardly ever hear that one, so that's what I'm going to do.
Patty
it's
Page, if I can remember.
Yeah, Patty Page, P-A-T-T-I.
I'm talking to my phone.
Okay.
Patty Page.
Songs understands you. There you go. Of course, that was a home recording, and Elvis was playing the piano while he was singing that. So, you know, we like it. We like it. Not perfectly balanced, but we don't care. We still got to hear the song, so that's fine. We like it. I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys. You're
yeah.
being awful quiet, but I liked it.
Yeah,
so
I did.
So I guess that's
I
all that matters. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play a good one now. It's another Elvis song, just because I can and I want to, and you guys could just suffer through it. Yeah, some suffering. Okay. This John sent me this one, I think, was it last week? Yes, I think it was last week. Anyway, Elvis has a laughing in this, so you guys are just going to love it. It's going to be fantastic. And this is called The Beach Shack. Takes 1 through 3.
Oh. 2007, take one.
What?
Take 2007.
Oh, excuse me.
When you're through swimming, I'll dry your back. Come and relax, girl, in my little beach shack. What you think I am?
In my little beach shack.
In my beach shack.
Ready to be alone.
What do you think I am, dumb dumb?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Balance everything.
It's gonna be the silly hour.
When you're through swimming, I'll drag you back.
Come.
No.
You can guess what I'm moving away.
How about if all the fellas go down to your beach shack?
Okay.
Three. 2007, take three.
When you're through swimming, I'll dry your back. Come and relax, girl, in my little beach shack.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum, yeah.
There'll be nothing you lack. It's a pleasure to welcome you to my little beach shack.
On the other night, in my beach shack, maybe we'll be alone. In my beach shack,
I'll make you feel at home. Take off that wet cap, let down your hair. Come to my beach shack, you'll be comfortable there. What you saying?
Dum-de-dum-de-dum, yeah.
Be my guest, have a snack. See how nice I treat company in my little beach shack.
In my beach shack, baby, we'll be alone. In my beach shack,
I'll make you feel at home. Come see my etchings, I wish you would. Don't be afraid, girl, my intentions are good.
Dum-de-dum-de-dum, yeah.
I know girls by the pack. There's no one I want there with you in my little beach shack.
In my beach shack, maybe we'll be alone. In my beach shack,
I'll make you feel at home.
Quack, quack.
Nice.
I love the quack, quack at the end. Quack, quack. Okay, I gotta quit drinking the rum. You know how it goes? Sometimes it just kind of gets away from you. And then you realize, oh no, it's gotten away from me. But, yeah. Okay, I'll slow down. I'm doing an answering, and I'll be right back. This is difficult. This is difficult to have been drinking rum and then try to type. Try it. Okay, fine. All right, I'm done. I'm back. Now you got to put... Did you ever find Patty Page, Sue?
Yeah, it was 50s, and also E! Posted it was 52, and Manette looked it up as well, and it was in the 50s.
Oh, okay. Well, I bow to Google. That's fine. I was wrong by a decade. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's all right.
Don't you just love... I just love Alexa. She is so wonderful.
I don't use Alexa. I just go to Google. But anyway, it's Well, I don't have that stuff in my house, so I just get on the computer or get on the phone and just do it. I just do it. I don't have anybody's name attached to it. Hey Google.
Oh, I love talking to her.
Oh, tell me this or tell me that.
She gets stuff sometimes.
Oh, is that the truth? Especially on my phone. I'm so frustrated. I didn't ask for what's in Wickenburg. I asked for what's in Georgia, and she still gets Wickenburg. To get it right, you got to type it, and it's like, what? This is like a 3-year-old. She hears what she wants to hear. What the hey? You know. So okay, that's fine. Be that way then, Google.
I get tickled at her sometime, and then she comes back and laughs just like me.
Okay, I would worry about that.
Yeah, and then she says sometimes, I don't know.
Say I don't know instead of giving you something you didn't even want, you know?
Yep.
Okay, fine, whatever. All right. Rolling Stones. Sure,
yes.
You guys do know the Rolling Stones, right?
Yes. Mick Jagger, yes.
Oh, thank God, yes. Yes. Mick Jagger is so weird. Just weird. That tongue is something I really don't need to see. It's like, ooh.
Oh, God.
Put that thing away before I cut it off, you know? It's gross. It's gross. I'm sorry, but that's as bad as, oh, what's his name with Kiss? The guy with the tongue, yeah. Kiss. What's his name? What's his name? Somebody. Where's Brandon when you need him? Oh, well, it doesn't matter, but he's got a tongue that's totally gross. It's like, I ain't watching this one. Uh-uh, not watching. Okay, Rolling Stones. Or, here's a nice one. Let's do Rupert Holmes. I got to lay off the rum, guys. It's had enough. Rupert Holmes doing Escape.
I was tired of my lady, we'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, my lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad.
Love at midnight in the dunes of the
pretty cool. I've always liked that song.
Yeah.
I have no idea what a pina colada tastes like. Never had one.
Oh, they're wonderful. That's
really?
Wonderful.
Well, see, now I'm going to have
yes,
to try
ma'am.
One.
Hmm.
I've tried margaritas. A lot of margaritas.
Love margaritas. Love martinis. Martinis are my favorite.
I like margaritas. Sometimes too many at a time.
Extra dry martinis, I love them.
And rum tea. I like rum tea. I don't like extra dry anything. I like that slight sweetness of the regular stuff. When it gets extra dry, it gets... I don't like it.
It has olives in it, though, too. It has some olives to give it a little flavor. It's good.
Well, olives are good. But I eat the olives. I don't need the martini to eat the olives. You know, I get a jar of green olives and sit down, watch TV, and eat green olives. It works. I like it.
Yeah.
I know it's a little strange, but my, so that's okay. It's yeah. Rum tea is good. It's like if I wasn't tethered to this computer, there'd be some funky dancing going on here. Since I'm tethered to the computer, I can chair dance, and I'm getting good at that after all these years. I'm getting good
chair
at chair dancing. Yeah, you sit in your chair.
Yeah,
you
have a pole too?
No, my living room's, hey, maybe when I move to the house I can put a pole in the living room.
Sure.
Or the dining room. I won't have much else in the dining room. I could put it in the dining room. I'd have to put a padded rubber mat around the floor because I imagine I'll fall. Oh, that could be quite entertaining, I guess is the word you want.
Oh, God. Who knows?
I'm just going to have fun. If I do it, I'm just going to have fun with it. And probably most of the time be by myself when I'm doing it. Because it's kind of like, oh boy, I don't want anybody to see this.
Well,
okay, there we go. Gosh. And no videos. No videos, please. We shall confiscate your phones and your cameras. Yeah, they always do that with floor shows and concerts. They didn't used to, but they do now, because they've got a stake in the publicity pictures. And if you're taking your own pictures, you're not going to buy their pictures, so they don't like it. So
I started back doing my exercise with my ball, and since I hurt my leg, it's kind of hard for me to stay on it and balance myself like I should. So I've been falling off of it, but I don't have far to fall.
That's true. You could take videos of that and maybe sell them because they'd be funny.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. When you're doing something like that, any of the falls are funny. Maybe that's not real cool or too nice, but it's true. It's just like when you're doing a pole dance and you get up in there and you want to do one of those leg swings and wrap around, slide down. If you don't make it, you're going to fall on your butt and it's going to be funny.
Right.
So don't do that move if you don't know how and anybody happens to be there. Don't do it. Because you know it's going to end up on film. And you don't want that.
Well, I'm or not feeling these. There's no way. Not right now.
Okay.
That's not graceful. Not at all.
Party pooper.
I'm trying to get myself
nobody
back to where I
was. Nobody said it was graceful, honey. Honey, nobody said it was
well,
graceful.
This is
just
not
funny.
Being very graceful lately. I used to be, but not right now. Not with my leg like this. I'm getting a little worried about it. I think I'm going to have to break down and go to the doctor.
Yes. If it's still hurting like this and hurting you that bad, you probably should have it looked at to make sure it's still attached.
Well, yeah, because I'm beginning to wonder because if I sit too long, It's also affecting my ankle.
Oh. No, you
and
need
I'm
to go
thinking,
have
oh,
that.
Oh,
you need
I'll
to go have that checked
somewhere.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to have that checked out.
Yeah, yeah, I'll call next week and get in, see if I can't get in and have them look at me. And all
there you go.
Do is put me on some damn pills you don't want to take. And I hate medicines. I just
well,
don't
take
want
them.
Taking medicines.
Don't take them.
But
if they're strictly for pain, well, honey, if they're strictly for pain and you can handle the pain without the pills, don't take the pills. It's real simple.
No, Kitty, I just don't care for that. No, I don't like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. There you go. There you go. I mean, the strongest pain pills I take are aspirin and acetaminophen. I just, you know, it's kind of like, no.
Yeah.
I have a brother who's a drug addict.
Tylenol
I take him
is my
pills.
Thing, too. No, Tylenol is all I'll take, too.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just, if you don't need it and you can handle the pain without it, don't take it. It's real simple.
That's
real
right.
simple. Okay, I got to play another Elvis song, you guys. I'm having withdrawal. Too much rum and not enough Elvis.
Okay. Well, have some more.
That sounds interesting. Doesn't that sound interesting? Think about that for a second. Too much rum and not enough Elvis.
Wow.
That could get interesting in some... Never mind,
well,
Jenny,
it
stop.
Is. Where
okay.
did that thought come from?
I don't know, but I like it. Your Elvis is going to sing As Long As I Have You.
Oh, bless it.
Let the stars fade and fall, and I won't care at all. As long as I have you, every kiss brings a thrill, and I know that it will. As long as I have you, let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take the love that I bring, and I'll have everything. As long as I have you, let's think of the future, forget the past. You're not my first love, but you're my last. Take your love that I bring, and I'll have everything. As long as I have you, as long, as long as I have you.
As long as I have you.
There you go. Had to replenish my oxygen there. Yeah, right. Hey. Alrighty then. Okay, I know what I'm going to play now. I'm going to play a song that John sent me today. And I used to hear this all the time. And then it was like all of a sudden you didn't hear it anymore. It's by the Brothers Four. And it was in the 60s. And it's called Green Fields.
There were green fields kissed by the sun. Once there were valleys where rivers used to run. Once there were blue skies with white clouds high above. who strolled through green fields. Green fields are gone now, parched by the sun, gone from the valleys where rivers used to run, gone with the cold wind that swept into my heart, gone with the lovers who let their dreams depart. Where are the green fields that we used to roam? I'll never know what made you run away. How can I keep searching when dark clouds hide the day? I only know there's nothing here for me, nothing in this wide world left for me to see. But keep on waiting till you return. I'll keep on waiting until the day you learn. You can't be happy while your heart's on the roam. You can't be happy until you bring it home. Home to the green fields and me once again.
Now, isn't that a nice song? I like that.
Yes, it is, very much so.
Very kind of peaceful and... Well, it's not swoopy. It's just peaceful. It's peaceful. You don't get very many of them for that. Hey, guys, and you know what? I was just messaging with a friend, and I got to let you know. I got two songs, and it's a mystery singer. I've got two songs from a mystery singer that I'm going to play on the next show. I'm going to play them Saturday. So okay. I'll be getting those. And they're really good. They're really good. I'll let you know that up front. They're really good. It's going to be anonymous, but you'll like them. You'll really enjoy them. So anticipation. Yes, yes, yes. What's that? What's the ketchup commercial? The ketchup commercial. Somebody come up with it because my brain's dead. anticipation is keeping me waiting or something like that. Anyway, it's old. It's a really old commercial. It's a really old commercial. So, hey, it's the rum. What can I tell you?
I can't remember either, and I'm not drinking.
Doesn't that bug you when you know anticipation is keeping me waiting? It's Heinz commercial. It's a Heinz. Well, I remember that anyway. It's a Heinz ketchup commercial. Why does that matter? I haven't the foggiest idea, but there you go. I thought it was good. Yeah, whatever. Okay, man. You know, I'm going to play one that I love this song. Even before Elvis did it, I liked this song. And so I'm going to play it now. I just heard Elvis sing this morning. Come here. Where did you go? Hello. There it is. Come on. There we go. My mouse did its scrolly thing. Yeah, it is so frustrating sometimes. I ended up clear back in the seas somewhere. Anyway, this is Elvis doing You Lost That Lovin' Feeling.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, baby. But baby, baby, I know it. You lost that loving feeling. In your eyes when I reach out for you. Girl, you're starting to criticize every little thing I do. It makes me just feel like crying, baby. 'Cause baby, something beautiful dying. You lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa. I'd get down on my knees for you. The suit wasn't too tight. If you would only love me like you used to do. Yeah. We had a love, love. I love you on five a day.
Elvis doing it better than I do the Righteous Brothers doing it.
Yeah,
that's saying a lot because I've always loved that song, but Elvis does it better. Elvis just does it better. That's all there is to it. And that brings to mind, guys, I want to tell you another thing about this anonymous singer that I'm going to do a couple of songs on Saturday by. He's very, very good. But he wants to stay anonymous because he does it to honor Elvis. And that is where he wants to focus.
I think I might know who you're thinking of.
I think you may not, honey, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. I'm not telling you anyway, so it's okay, because he really wants it just to be to honor Elvis. So that's why he's staying anonymous, and I'll play a couple of his songs on Saturday, and you guys are going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed. I've always been amazed.
He's on Facebook, right?
I can't answer any of these questions, honey, because he wants to stay completely anonymous.
Sorry.
And if I start giving these answers, then you're going to be able to figure out who it is, and I don't want you to have the
I'll know
answers
when I hear
to
it.
These questions.
Yeah.
You will probably
know
when
know
you
when
hear,
I hear it. Probably.
Okay, that will be fair,
yeah,
because I still
word.
Ain't telling you.
I won't say a word.
Okay, that would be exactly right, because he does want to stay anonymous. This is solely to honor Elvis. So we're all going to hear him on Saturday. I'm going to wrangle a couple songs out of him.
Mm-hmm.
And, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been able to see some of his videos, and I think he's great. I think he's great. But you know what? It's a personal choice, and if he wants to stay anonymous, then that's how we're going to make it. So that way we'll be able to hear him more often, and we want to do that.
Okay.
We want to do that. So, okay. Next. Oh, there we go. Johnny Burnett. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Oh, that's a good one.
If this is the right one, yeah. I could give it all.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Oh, what a girl. Eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16. You're beautiful and you're mine. You're my baby. You're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand. My heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're beautiful and you're mine. Oh, well, you're my baby, you're my pet. We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went pop. And ooh, when we kissed, we could not stop. You walked out of my dreams into my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful and you're mine. Well, you're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
Oops, dead air. But, okay, that's all right. No dead air.
Go.
Oh my goodness, gosh. Yes. Next. Oh yeah. This is a really, really good one. This is also a home recording from the spring of 1974 in Palm Springs. When Elvis was living in Palm Springs. So, there it is. Yay, I thought I lost it. Okay, there it is. Spanish Eyes.
Beautiful.
She said do harmony with it, and you're 9,000 shades too high to me, man.
Right.
Kooky coo. Okay. I thought I only did that weird stuff. Kooky coo. Uh-huh. Well, we like coo. It gets funnier every time I say it. So, hey, you know, now I know why they say it. All right. And, of course, he had to start laughing. I wonder what somebody was doing to make him laugh. Interesting.
No telling.
Well, maybe. Okay. I've got one that John sent me this morning. Anne Margaret. Mm-hmm. A young Anne Margaret. Singing, "What Am I Supposed to Do?"
Darling, what am I supposed to do?
did have such a sweet voice, didn't she? Such a, almost little girl voice. She was very young here, but she wasn't a little girl, but she was young. Let's follow that with Elvis doing words. The song, words. When all else fails, use your words.
Get you later.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile could bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that could bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you all my love. Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all.
My friend texted me, and he said that I could let you know that he's not interested in Facebook or any of that social media stuff. We met when another artist was playing and just texted back and forth and got to be friends.
Okay.
He said I could tell you that much. He said I could tell you that much. But I can tell you don't know who it is.
Okay.
And that's okay. You know, that's okay. You're going to hear him, and you're going to love it. It's going to be great. So we'll do that.
Okay, you're looking forward to hearing that. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have to have your permission to say anything else about any situations involved. So that's all I can say right now. Maybe Saturday I can let you know a little bit more, and maybe not. Maybe you'll just be able to hear him sing, and that's all there will be. So... But that's okay, because it's going to be good.
Okay.
It's gonna be good. And it's all to honor Elvis. All of it is to honor Elvis.
Lovely.
So I think that's kind of cool. He's not looking for any recognition for himself, just to honor Elvis. So that's kind of neat. That's kind of neat. All righty then. Hello, girlfriend. How are you doing?
Jenny, 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 I'm calling in your show. That's right. Hey, guys.
I'm seeing something about crackers in meatloaf.
Victoria said she can't keep her meatloaf together. I said, honey, you better add some eggs to that.
She said she uses eggs and crackers. I said, I don't use crackers. I don't use anything like that. I just use eggs and veggies and beans.
Oatmeal. Crackers don't hold it together, but oatmeal will because it gets kind of gummy with the milk.
I don't use crackers. I don't use oatmeal. I don't use bread. For some reason, my uncle's recipe stays together for me, and all I use is eggs, vegetables, and beans and stuff like that. I've never had to use crackers or oatmeal.
Well,
some people use cornflakes, but I don't go that route.
Ooh, yuck.
You're just adding carbs to your meat.
That's true, but it holds it together. So, you know, the
I don't know,
hamburger
I just don't have to use
and...
it. Mine stays together, but I use an extra egg.
Ah, well, see, I only use one egg. I use hamburger and egg, some milk and a bit of oatmeal with some, I don't even really put vegetables in it. I put onions, and that's about it. Celery salt and spices. And that's
everybody
all I do
has their own recipe for meatloaf. That's what's so
they
funny.
They do.
Everybody uses
well,
it differently.
Well, I'm kind of proud of my meatloaf because my niece won't eat anybody else's except mine. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Well,
I got my recipe from my uncle. He was the chef in the Navy fleet, so I'd use his. It's good enough
but
for me.
When you're in the Navy, honey, you eat whatever they put in front of you or you go hungry.
Yeah, I just, like I said, I use my uncle's recipe. I've tried everybody else's. I've tried the cornflakes. I've tried the rice. I've tried the crackers. I've tried oatmeal. I even tried grits once. It's just, not.
Listen,
I mean, everybody
I
has a different taste.
And y'all would say, you've got to be kidding me. When I was married to my first husband, he would not eat any kind of meat but hamburger meat. Do you know in those 13 years how many meatloaves I made?
Probably about 40,000.
Or at least.
Listen, I can't even eat meatloaf anymore because of it.
I can't. I don't know how he could just eat hamburger. There's all kinds of other better meat than that, man.
Hamburger steak, meatballs, or meatloaf. And I got mad at him one night, and I said, you know, I'm sick and tired of fixing these meatloafs, and I said, I would love to go out to dinner. I'm sick and tired of staying at home and eating. And so promised me he would eat something else at the restaurant. And of all things for him to order was a ham steak with sauce on it. He got sick and had to leave the table to go to the bathroom and be sick.
And Manette was like, beans and meatloaf? Well, honey, I'm making a Southwestern meatloaf tonight. It's like barbecue meatloaf. It's got red peppers, green peppers, onions.
Oh, I made every kind under
the
sun.
You gotta put grape jelly in it. Forget the barbecue sauce. You gotta put grape jelly in it.
I never tried the grape jelly.
I don't have to put barbecue in it at all. I just use barbecue rub and put the rub inside the meat.
When I was still married, we used to have a friend that would travel 3 hours from down in the Phoenix Valley to come up and have meatloaf at my house. It's like, okay, whatever. I don't see what the fascination is, but fine. I can make it.
Yeah, it's just a barbecue-type flavor meatloaf. When it gets all cooked, it turns out and it tastes like, well, you know what fajitas taste like, ladies and gents? That's what my meatloaf tastes like when it gets done.
Okay. Well, that's all right. Fajita. You're making a fajita loaf.
Kind of, yeah.
There you go. That works. Hey, guys, let's play another song. Or do you have something you need to say, Shauna?
Oh, I always do. I know.
If it's something besides meatloaf.
Something besides food. Tomorrow is The Truth About Elvis at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, where we're going to do the show called Elvis's Memories of the People He Knew.
Ooh, wonderful.
Lots of tidbit information about people that Elvis knew, bumped into, and associated with throughout his career. So these people are going to be regular folks and also celebrities. It's going to be like a toss-up, but, you know, he'll have some funny stories to tell, and I can't wait to do it all for you guys on Friday at 8:30, okay?
Sounds fun. Sounds lovely.
Yep, so we're shooting off the weekend in a good place. Then Jenny's got her rock show again on Saturday. And, of course, it is Resurrection Sunday, which y'all don't realize that. It's Easter Sunday. So we're going to have an Easter show, right, Miss Jenny? It'll be fun.
Yes,
and
we are going to
very
have
spiritual and enlightening. So.
Oh, honey, it's remember, it's not Easter. It's a resurrection.
It's Resurrection Sunday. We call it Resurrection Sunday because that's the day that...
Resurrection Sunday.
That's the day Jesus came back from the dead. So that's
it's
a very, very special day.
Show. We've got fantastic.
Yeah, we were talking about this
used...
earlier, Jenny. Not many people
use
Easter anymore. We use Resurrection Sunday.
Exactly. And we're going to have
starting tomorrow are three of the most interesting days in history.
Yes.
Well, you got Christ being crucified today, then you got him sitting in the cross, and then you got him on Sunday coming up. So, yeah, it's pretty significant there, Miss Sue.
Yep, it really is. And we're going to hear the story. I'm going to read from King James about the persecution and the unjust accusations and the dragging his own cross up to Golgotha, and of course the actual crucifixion, and then we have some special verses that come after that about the resurrection and what it means. So, you know, you guys, and we've got some fantastic, oh my gosh, fantastic make you cry songs that we're going to play after the scripture. So you really don't want to miss this one. You don't want to miss this one at all. No, you don't.
And stick around after Jenny's show. I'm going to play something real funny in y'all's chat, kind of wake you up a little bit about, you know, this weekend.
Yes.
So stick around for that, guys. I got a present for
you.
I'll
wake you up about Southern Baptist. So you got it.
And Pentecostal.
Oh, and Pentecostal. Yes, and Pentecostal.
I'm
going to
do an impersonation of my preacher while I was growing up, so y'all don't miss it. Don't miss it.
No, don't. I've heard it, so don't miss it. No, don't miss it. Well, anyway, I've got a really cool song, a fantastic song. Oh, my gosh. By Ed Sheeran. And John sent this to me this morning, and it's one of the best songs that I've heard. So that lets you know. It's called Perfect. So let's run with that one.
I found a love for me. Darling, just dive right in. Follow my lead. Well, I found a girl. Beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give. My dreams are
Yes, he is. And that's a perfect title for a perfect song. He did that one well. He really matched that one up.
Sure thing.
Well, hey, guys, I've only got 4 minutes left, so I want to say thank you for joining me. And thank you, Shauna, for being able to just slip on in there towards the end. At least you got to join us. I like that.
Yep. You're welcome.
That's great. And you got to ask Wade what song he'd like me to play for him on Saturday. Because then I'll play him a song.
Oh, I will.
You probably already know.
That Eye of the Tiger song for some weird reason. He's starting to sing it now all over the house.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, I know I've got that one. So, all right. We'll do that. And then I want a video because I know he's going to dance.
All right.
I will do my best
to catch him without him running out of the way of the video. Sure. I'll do my best.
Exactly. So anyway, hey, guys, thank you for joining me because I think this was an especially good show. We talked a lot, but that was okay. Because it was fun. I mean, that's the bottom line, right? It was fun. So, hey, come on in on Saturday. We're going to have some more fun on Saturday. There's going to be that special presentation on Saturday. And Saturday is just, it's going to be like a pre-show to the anticipation of Resurrection Day. So, anticipate. Let's have some fun and let's get ready to know what's happening on Sunday because that is what's going to be really special. And I'm gearing up for it. I hope you are too, because it's going to be something else, you know. And thank you everybody else that doesn't normally call in, that doesn't, well, call, not call in, everybody that called in calls in. Thank you everybody who doesn't normally listen for listening, for joining us and listening. Everybody that's from the groups or from wherever you might have gotten the link, to click that link and come on in and join us. I welcome you and I thank you for doing so. I hope you had as much fun as we did, because it was fantastic. There you go.
It was. Enjoyed it. And looking forward to listening to the strange guest on Saturday.
There you go. Well, I didn't say he was strange. He's just anonymous.
Well, he's a strange guest.
He's a secret. I'll tell him that. Yeah, he's an anonymous. He's an anonymous guest.
Anonymous.
Like I said, he wanted to stay anonymous because all he wants is to honor Elvis. So
that's very admirable.
Well, he figures Elvis is more important, and he admires him so much. That's why he's singing his music and his songs, and he just wants to honor Elvis. That's all he wants it to be doing. So why not?
Okay.
That's cool. That's cool. Everybody has their own thing, and that's his. So it's all right.
Certainly.
To go with, I'm going to Red Sovine, and John gave us a trucking song. So here is Sylvine doing Phantom 309.
Adios.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. Well, I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night, when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low, and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of a line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.